As I was waiting for him to speak, I traced my finger along the fine details of the carving and the silky upholstery. Mr. Ennis was lying in the bed, his blanket pulled down to his waist and his hands clasped over his abdomen. He asked me to light the fire in the fireplace. It wasn't cold, but he wanted to watch the fire burning. He was listening to the crackling and sizzling of the logs, his eyes sparkling bright in the warm lights. Presently, he turned towards me. "I am going to tell you the secret everybody is wondering about. I don't have much time left, and it does not matter any longer if anyone knows it."